Mr. President?
Yes, Carl.
There you are, sir.
Carl, how are you?
Fine, Mr. President. How are you?
Glad you're back from New York. I saw you and your boy and girl's picture in the paper. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, we were glad we're back, too. That was a nice visit, but we're glad to get back down.
Your wife's still up there. Betty's up there.
Yeah, she's coming back this afternoon.
You got any troubles down there?
No, sir. We're getting along pretty well down here. We got a few political troubles, but nothing...
Oh, we got the damnedest troubles. I don't know, Carl. I swear, I don't know what to do. I called you this morning when I waked up, and I've got people on all sides of me now. I got a big labor meeting in the works with the head of every international, and I got a press conference, and I got Goldwater coming in this afternoon. And
what are y'all going
to
talk about?
Well, he wants to use the White House as a forum to make a few talks and says he wants to tell me how to ease racial tensions and have some kind of a discussion on what we can get together on the civil rights bill. And I think just wants to get a little of this extremism off of him and try to get the White House for him and stuff like that. And I don't think much will come out of it. It's any good. It can't help us, bound to hurt us, but I didn't think you could turn him down. And
no, I
think you got to get out of it the easiest way you can. And it's just the same thing with all these civil rights problems. You can't. If we have to get elected on civil rights, well, we already defeated, and unless we can get the campaign on some other basis, well, it's just going to be agonizing, because I expect that as bad as your situation is, and with Dick not going to a convention, of course he never has much since he lost out in Chicago that time, but Herman not going, and all the other folks, even with all those problems, and with your night riders on your hands and shooting people driving down the highway, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you and John Connally haven't got the best states in the South, because it's just as rough as a cob every place. And North Carolina, I just talked to Sam Irwin and Everett Jordan and the new candidate for governor, and John talked to McKitchen over in Louisiana and Faubus up in Arkansas, and he talked to George Wallace over in Alabama. And you got Wagner and Daley and Lawrence and Pat Brown and Bill Coleman, Ohio, and Michigan. You got about eight big states there.
They probably feel pretty good about it.
No, none of them can go back home having embraced anything about Mississippi or Alabama, because it's just a fighting language in their states with the people that make up their party. Their party in those states made up of union labor, Negroes, liberals, that type of fella, wage earners. The substantial people that support our party in your state and my state don't belong to the Democratic Party in any of those places. The only body that ever got anybody that wasn't a ragtail in a meeting is me. I went out to Detroit and got Henry Ford and some of them to come to meet the mine, but nobody else ever done it. They can't go back home and say, by God, I went up there and I seated these people that had been killing all these other folks. We can't go back home if they see a bunch of niggers. So it's just the damnedest thing, and I'm trying to get them to quieten it down, but they're starting a series of articles now, and they're going to be as electrifying as Bobby Baker or something. It's going to be the Freedom Party, and Martin Luther King and them organized Mississippi and Alabama. And our rules that we worked out, that the South agreed to, says a man can't come to convention unless he intends to support the nominee, unless he has electors. But they George Wallace ain't going
to
support.
Well, now here's what I wanted to say on that. I tried to call John Connally last night, and
he was calling you to talk to you, but you were in New York.
I knew that, but I read in the paper the other day where Wallace, when he released his delegates, made the statement that he was going to, they were going to call for a caucus on Sunday before the convention began on Monday to sit down and see if they couldn't hammer out something that would be acceptable to the South. Now, we don't want this fella First of all, I think he's already disenfranchised himself as a Democrat, as far as I'm concerned. But secondly, I sure don't want to get caught in a meat grinder on some type of situation with him or that. And I suggested to one of my aides yesterday, if we could get Conley, possibly Donald Russell, and Farris Bryant, a few of us, and let us as governors, Southern governors, some of us who can sit down and be realistic and reasonable and say we were going to meet and undermine or at least preempt this idea of some of this Alabama-Mississippi business, we might be a hell of a lot better off than we were if we got into a situation where we said, well, we just can't go to a meeting of that kind.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I thought I'd talk to John Conley and see whether or not one of us couldn't at least start lining up a little coalition of Tennessee, I'm sure, would go with us, too, a coalition of the reasonable states in the South, and see if we just couldn't say that we weren't going to get boxed into this other thing. And, of course, all we can hope for, Mr. President, I don't know how in the world you can offer anything of this line, and you may not be able to, would be to get some kind of a statement or some kind of pronouncement in the convention, as you have just stated, that first of all, this campaign's not going to be run on a civil rights issue, and secondly, that civil rights, whatever they are really more the responsibilities of the local communities and all, and that the federal government is not going to be the one who's going to try to just deliberately cram civil rights down somebody's throat, that you're gonna go in and maintain the law and you're gonna see that it's enforced, but you're not gonna be the propagator of this whole thing. I don't know whether you can say that, you probably can't. But
you talk to John, and I'll call you over the weekend when I get caught up a little bit. You going to be at home, or you going to be out vacationing?
I'll tell you where I'll be now. I'm going down to Statesboro, which is, let me give you, can you take a
number? Yeah, Statesboro. Jack, take this number, Statesboro.
Let me give you a number here. It's Poplar. While they're getting that, let me say this to you. We're catching a lot of hell, but I want you to know this, that we staying right in there, and we going to be right there. I don't give a damn what to say, but I if you talk to either...
Russell or Talmadge? Yeah. No, I haven't.
Number down there is Poplar 4.
Poplar 4.
2664.
2664.
Or I'll be at Poplar 4.
R, Poplar 4.
2963.
2963. I'll try to give you a ring over the weekend. You talk to John about it and survey it. I see where the paper carried a story out of Atlanta a day or two ago that your lieutenant governor and some of the other state officials were quitting you.
Well, they aren't quitting us. They just, what they're saying is that they don't want to go as a delegate right now. They've got some other things to do.
Yeah.
And of course, this is bad on the one hand, and on the other hand, hell, there ain't nothing we can do. Most of these folks, with the exception of one or two, haven't been to a convention anyway. The agricultural commissioner hadn't been, and he's only been to one in his lifetime, and the other two or three not Ben Fortson is a cripple, the Secretary of State. He's in a wheelchair, and he'll be a solid Democrat.
Have they been elected delegates?
No. See, I appoint delegates.
Oh, yeah, you appoint.
So I don't have to worry about the delegates. I just, what I did, as a matter of courtesy to them, I told them if they wanted to go, I wanted to appoint them. And, of course, some of them told me privately that they couldn't, that they had these problems. Then these press people, you know, they come in and say, you, a constitutional officer, are you going as a Democrat? And that's where this story got out. Mm-hmm. Our delegation will be solid, and it'll be 100% down the line. But, you know, I got this telegram down here, which I've never released. The thing that gripes me a little bit, and I can understand why the senator and some of the others say they haven't been to him, but this business of studying the Warren Commission report over the death of Jack Kennedy is a right poor excuse when it gets down, and I'm sure that some of them up there are going to ask him why he can't go or why he isn't going.
Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah. Said he had to study the report of the Warren Commission. He hadn't had a chance to read it, so he was going to read it before that happened. This morning, too, coming back, I read on the plane, and I was going to ask you about this. Now, I see where Herman voted with you, and he voted against you on your poverty program.
I knew Herman voted with us. I didn't know how he voted.
He voted against you on the poverty program. Mm. And, of course, we're pushing like the devil for that down here.
Well, I think that as soon as Phil Landrum gets it passed in the House, and we're going to try to do it next week, you ought to take some of your good centers, and we ought to really put it into effect and hire a hell of a lot of people, youngsters.
Well, now, will you be ready to pass soon, do you think?
They tell me that we can put $150,000 to work in 90 days. I don't know, as soon as I get the money.
We are ready. We've already organized and got our groups down here and our communities organized, and if you'll give us a little money to let us go, we'll sure go with it.
I'll tell you what you can produce out of that. You think these are the ragtags, and we thought NYA was. I don't know whether you were old enough to have any NYA or not, but John Connolly's an NYA boy, governor of the state. He worked $15 a month, and you'll find that a good many of these people that you take in and give them a job for a couple of years wind up being leaders in your state.
Well, we think it's a good program, Mr. President. We're going to stay with it, and we're going to stay right in it.
You talk to John, and let me call you over the weekend when I got a little time, and you all think what you ought to do, and you better also be thinking about your vice president. They put me in an awful big box on that. They got about three men that...
Waiting on you. I've been dancing around that issue.
I know it, and I'm dancing around it, too. You got the Bobby Kennedy thing, and they... All his folks are shoving that like nobody's business, and we'll probably have a knockdown dragout.
He'd be tough down here.
Yeah, he'd be tough in every state there. He can't do it.
You don't need him down here.
Well, Hubert Humphrey would be tough, but he's his competition. And then you got Gene McCarthy. That's about what you got.
McCarthy, as far as we're concerned, would be the best of those.
I think that's right. But you got problems with both Humphrey and McCarthy because neither one of them in the service. I don't know whether you could get McCarthy nominated by the delegates. Only man that the poll this morning shows Kennedy 40, Humphrey 16, Stevenson 14.
Let me ask you this. I don't know whether I want to do this, and I may not, but if I'm in this thing up to my ears now, and I might as well find out what we are going to do in the course of the convention up there. I'm not talking about the major thing, but I may want to participate, at least stand up and say something for the party.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that. I seriously considered putting you in charge of one of the good committees, but the damn trouble is, I don't know whether it may just ruin you. You get on a credentials committee and run it, and then you get a Alabama situation, and but you can get up and speak, and I wish you'd talk to John Connolly, and you all do some talking and thinking, and you got 15 states there that you all ought to know exactly what's happening. Buford Ellington knows pretty well, but John's talked to most of them, and you ought to be calling some of these folks and just talking to them generally. You ought to add Kentucky and Oklahoma and New Mexico and to the 11 Confederate states. That's 14. West Virginia.
I'll talk with John.
Take West Virginia and New Mexico and Oklahoma and Kentucky. And I guess Indiana you could work with pretty well.
Yeah,
y'all take this boy from Iowa, Hughes. He's pretty good. And y'all ought to talk and think about who's the least trouble to us and who's the most effective for us. You've got to have somebody now. You just can't pick a desirable thing here. You've got to have somebody that can get the votes in Pennsylvania and New York and Illinois and California because we can't have the tail wagging the dog. And y'all have got the presidency.
Right.
So these other fellows think they're entitled to the vice presidency. But we might get somebody that's not as damaging as another one. You see?
Right.
You and John talk about it. I've come to no conclusions, reached no views. I know all the things you all know. I know how difficult it is. But if we decided that it couldn't be the Attorney General, he's going in slugging and fighting, and then we just have a knockdown. We got to be prepared to get the votes.
All right.
Okay.
I'll be expecting to hear from you over the weekend.
Right.
Thank you, sir.